It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley. I want to read to you today a story out of Matthew chapter 4. Jesus is being led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." You know, there was a little girl who was coming home from school one day, and she was all dressed up. She was in a play at her school, and she had this beautiful white dress on, and she was running, just like her parents told her not to do, and it had rained that day, and somehow she lost her footing, and she fell into some mud. She stood up and looked at her brand new dress and realized that she was in trouble, but she was very creative. She got home, and her dad asked her what happened to her, and she said, "Well, there was a lion that was chasing me, and I fell into the mud trying to get away from him." And so Dad looked at her and told her, he said, "Now you go upstairs and you talk to God about this, and don't you come back until you've heard from the Lord." And she did. About a half an hour later, she came back down, and there was a distinctive smile on her face. And her dad said, "Did you talk to the Lord?" She said, "Yes, I did, Dad." "And what did he say?" "He said it's all right. He thought it was a lion at first, too." I'm convinced that as a pastor, I believe that God still speaks to us today. Some people may think I'm insane for thinking that, but there have been times when I know just as sure as I'm talking to you today that God has spoken. Still, there are other times when I want God to speak so badly to me, and it's like you can't hear a thing. I believe God speaks to his children. I really do. I think sometimes we just don't listen. See, Jesus made the statement here. It's written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I remember hearing a story about a woman who was getting ready to board a plane. And just as she got ready to board that plane, the Lord spoke to her and said, "Don't get on this plane." So she stepped back from the plane and she sat back down in the waiting area. They asked her if she was going to get on because the plane was ready to leave. And she replied, "No." So the plane took off a half an hour later, and it crashed. As she was telling this story at a ladies' retreat, a woman stood up rather indignant and asked her, "Do you mean to tell me that you're the only one that the Lord cared about? And you're the only one that heard from God that day?" She turned around to the woman and she said, "No, I don't believe that at all. But rather, I believe that God probably spoke to all of us that day. I was just the only one who listened." See, there are times when hearing from God can be a life or death matter. Sometimes it's an urgent thing that God is speaking to us, but we're so busy hearing other voices. Many of us hear from God, but we just don't want to say, "God told me," or "God spoke to me." But we knew in our heart, something told us this was wrong or this was the right thing to do. And I think sometimes because we hear so many flaky people who are always running around saying, "God told me this," and "God told me that," it makes us reluctant to even say, "I think I heard from God." Perhaps it's because we don't want people to look at us like we're crazy, because there are institutions that have people who said God spoke to them. Do you realize we would not have the Bible that we have today if God had not spoken to somebody? But our text today gave us a very important principle, that we live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. I live by the word of God. I like to think that as a Christian, we all want to live by God's word. But really, friend, the most important part of our prayer time is not what you say to God. It's what God is trying to say to you. You see, God is always talking. He speaks at times when we wake up, sometimes in our sleep. But part of the problem is, as we're moving through life, God is seeking to teach us how to know his voice. Maybe you're sitting there at home today and you're thinking, I believe maybe God only speaks to pastors. Friend, that's far from the truth. I believe God even speaks through small children. There's many times when I've counseled someone in my office, and I tell them that God can say more in a closing prayer than I can say in an hour of counseling as we tune our hearts to hear His voice. I love Psalm 51. One of my favorite prayers was a prayer of David. He said in Psalm 51, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge." This man David, God made a statement about him that he made about no one else in history. God said, "You're a man after my own heart." David is a man after my own heart. David had just sinned with Bathsheba. He had her husband Uriah the Hittite killed. And Nathan the prophet confronts him and says, "You're the man, David. You're the man. You're the one that did this awful deed." And in this prayer, notice David uses three different words to talk about the awful thing he did. He says, "In your great compassion, blot out my transgressions." So the first thing he recognized was he had transgressed God's law. God's law said, don't murder. God's law said, do not commit adultery. And he did both of them. And then he says, "Wash away all my iniquity." He called it iniquity. Iniquity is wrong or evil that we do. And then he said, "Cleanse me from my sin." He uses this third word. First it's transgressions, then it's iniquity, and then he calls it a sin. You know what a sin was? This is a Greek word, harmatia. And back in the Bible days when they would do a sporting event, like an archer would take a bow and arrow, and when he would shoot the arrow towards the target, if the arrow fell short of the target, he would holler out harmatia, the line judge would, and he would say, "You missed the mark." See, we sin when we miss the mark that God has for us. God has a bullseye, and that bullseye is perfection. And guess what? We all miss the mark. We all fall short of that line that God drew on the target, and we miss the mark. But friend, I'm so thankful that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him won't perish, but have everlasting life. He cleansed all my sin. The Bible says he forgave us all our sins. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, "God made him who knew no sin to become sin for me, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." God is always right, and God is never wrong. The issue is never going to be that God is not right this time. God's always right. Regardless of whether you understand it or not, the only person in the universe that you're to obey absolutely is God. Now, maybe today there's something God's trying to tell you, and God's trying to talk to you, and maybe it's vital. Maybe your life depends on your ability to hear from God. I believe sometimes, though, when God speaks to us, he has infinite wisdom, and we have limited intelligence. So sometimes the infinite God speaks to us, and then our finite mind, we try to evaluate what God says, and we're like, it doesn't make sense. Can I warn you in advance that most of the things God says to me don't really make sense? Because he's not limited by this world's abilities. Jesus said to those following him, thousands were following him, and he said in John chapter 6, verse 53, "I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." And on hearing this, verse 60 said, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" See, Jesus was not telling them they were to eat flesh and drink blood, but that he was talking about his body that was going to die on a cross and his blood that was going to be spilled out to pay for all of our sins. Jesus was saying, get beyond the hard sayings. I'm saying that there is no other way to follow God except you come through me. That's what Jesus was telling them. There were many people that couldn't embrace this. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. John 6, 6, 6. We know that's the bad number, right? John 6, 66 says, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." How interesting that that's the verse. We're talking today on Fresh Oil about hearing from God. There's a verse in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20 where it says, "Behold," this is Jesus speaking, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me." See, friend, our responsibility, our part in this equation is to hear his voice. And sometimes that's not real easy. In 1 Kings chapter 9, Elijah was running from Jezebel. He just encountered an amazing victory on Mount Carmel as God killed the prophets of Baal. He called down fire from heaven, Elijah did. And no doubt it was an amazing moment for him. But now all of a sudden he's running from Jezebel and he goes in a cave. And in this cave, God's going to speak to him. And in 1 Kings 19, verse 11, the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So God wasn't in the thunder. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. He came in the still, small voice. So easy to miss when you're looking at thunder, when you're looking at earthquakes, and when you're looking at the fire. But God spoke to Elijah in that still, small voice. Maybe that's what you're hearing today from God, is just a quiet voice. Maybe it's so hard to hear because of all the noise around you. But friend, I want you to know something today. God still speaks. He desires to speak to you today. And he ordained your steps to where you would hear this program today about hearing the voice of God. In John chapter 10, Jesus said in verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice." They're not going to follow a stranger. "My sheep hear my voice." You might say today, "Pastor Keith, what does God sound like?" Well, he doesn't always talk like the King James Bible. He will talk in a voice that's personal to you. But the thing is, when he does speak to you, you know. I like to say you know in your knower. That's that part of your heart where you just go, "Wow, I think that was God." In Psalm 46 and verse 10, the Bible tells us, God says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." See, in order to hear God, we have to first be still. And that's not easy sometimes. We hear many different voices, but we need to tune our hearts to hear the voice of God, to recognize the Holy Spirit when he's speaking into our heart. I thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Friend, I believe God brought us together for this special day. We've been talking about hearing from God. We've been talking about praying and then listening so that we can hear what God is actually saying to us. Father, I pray for the person listening to this program today. God, maybe they've never heard from you. I pray today as they call upon you that they can just hear your still small voice, that you would speak to them with your unconditional love. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining me, friend. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.